Good evening. It's evening two of the 7 day reset. I hope that you've had a really good day. Before you start this evening's practice, please take your journal and pen and answer these three simple questions. Question one. How are you feeling right now? Question two. How would you like to feel by the end of this evening's practice? Question three, how will you know? How will you know? Okay, put your journal and pen down for now. Get comfy, and we're going to start in a moment. Good evening. It's evening two of the 7 day reset. I hope that you have had a really, really good day. I've had an interesting day. My energy dipped today, and so I did what I always do. I just listened in, which is what you're getting really good at learning to do. And I just heeded that, and good evening. I just heeded that and just took extra measures for extra self-care. So I'm all olive oiled up. I called in an emergency massage about 2 hours ago, and I'm feeling really relaxed and rejuvenated. So I just had to give myself that space so that I could be here to show up for you to the best of my abilities this evening. So I feel totally revived and ready to help draw your day to a close, to help you come to a space of deep relaxation before you go to sleep, and set yourself up for a really good day tomorrow. So just let's start by getting comfortable. That's really, really important. Just, we're going to be here for half an hour, so make sure that you're comfy. Good evening. So nice for you to be here. Get nice and comfy. We've got half an hour together. Congratulations. Well done for being here. Well done for being here on evening two of the 7 day reset. I know that this is not what you would normally be doing, and it just shows how absolutely committed you are to making those changes in your life, that you can show up feeling amazing every day. So just before we jump in and do a heart meditation and a review of your day, there were quite a few little learnings that I sort of wove in on this morning's practice. So just to tie that up briefly before we hop into the heart meditation, I just wanted to just do a little reminder, if you haven't already, on the inside of your journal, put your why you're doing the Manifest Your Abundance program and the two reasons why that's important. Make sure you do it by the end of this practice before you go to bed this evening, because it feels really good when you're on track and on speed. And each day I might give you a little task to do. It's quite likely that I'll do it. So when learning to be a powerful manifester, and again, just to remind you, you're already a powerful manifester. On this program, you're going to fine tune what you already know and align yourself with your heart and your soul to make sure that you're making great decisions so that you can peak perform in all areas of your life, all areas of your life, and feel great as well, bringing yourself back to a space of calm, spaciousness, that you can keep making the best decisions for yourself. You're learning emotional mastery. We have plenty of time together. This 7 days is just the start, where we're getting you ready and prepared for doing an evening, giving yourself space in the evening and giving yourself space in the morning to set yourself up using my simple model. At some point, you are going to be able to just integrate the practice. Once we do the full practice, I'm just building you up a little to integrate that with your own way of doing things. So that's what's really, really, really cool about this practice. So just keep showing up, keep following me all of this week, and it will all flow beautifully. Okay, so again, if you haven't already, I think it was yesterday, wasn't it? In day one, I asked you to write down why, the one primary outcome, why you're here. It will have come up in that space of meditation. Your subconscious will have shown it to you, and the two key reasons why. That's important. So just make sure at the end of this practice you've done it if you haven't already done it, because I might start cranking it up a little bit from now. Not too much, just gently, one step at a time. Okay, let's begin. So, you may have had a busy day. You will certainly have had lots of thoughts moving around you. We, on average, have, but I think it's about 70,000 thoughts moving between our subconscious and conscious mind every day. So now you're giving yourself space just to let go of today and to come back to yourself in a really wholesome way. So just gently close your eyes. Feel your sitting bones on your chair, on the floor, wherever your support is. So that you're making, you can just feel that contact, knowing that you're grounded, you're safe, you're protected. Place your tongue on the roof of your mouth. By placing your tongue on the roof of your mouth, it opens a connection between your heart and your brain. It allows your thoughts just to start calming down. Gently tuck your chin towards your chest so that you feel a gentle lengthening at the back of your neck. Again, ensuring comfort is your primary objective here. You would likely need to be sitting upright, alert and awake, and make sure you're sitting in a way that is comfortable for you. Now take your awareness to your breath. Allow your next inhalation to be tender. Feel that breath touching the end of your nose, moving through your nostrils and touching the back of your throat. Allow your exhale to be long and smooth. And just really enjoy your breaths in your own time. Tender breath in. Long and smooth out. And just keep breathing in your own time. Tender breath in. Long and smooth out. Feeling your breath touching the end of your nose. And then touching the back of your throat. Giving yourself full permission to be here now. And just listen to the sound of my voice. gently guiding you into a deeper sense of relaxation right now. And it's as easy as taking another breath. Because it's good to breathe, isn't it? Gently place your awareness on your eyes, allowing your eyes to soften and relax now. Keep breathing. Gentle smile on your face. Take your awareness to your jawline and allow your jaw to soften and relax now. Feel your breath in the background. Notice how smooth it is and tender. Take your awareness to your shoulders and allow your shoulders to soften and relax now. Keep smiling. Take your awareness to your tummy and your hips and just feel a gentle softening in that part of your body now. Feel your sitting bones on your support and take your awareness to your heart. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Keep breathing. Tender breath in. Long and smooth out. In your own time. Keep breathing and whilst keeping your attention on your heart. Again, think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Keeping your full attention on your heart area. Now again, imagine that beautiful summer's day sun. Imagine it's in your heart. Feel the warmth of that sun. Remembering what it feels like to have warm sun, a summer sun on your face. Not too hot, just perfect. Feel your heart lighting up with that energy, with the energy of the sun. Gentle and warm, vibrant. Now draw this energy down from your heart, sending this love, this lightness, playfulness and laughter, this energy. Send all of this energy down through your body, down through your legs. Remember to smile, down and out through the bottom of your feet, through the soles of your feet, down through the foundations of your property. Keep sending your energy down deeper and deeper into the ground. Send it through the underground streams, the crystalline layers of rock. Keep going deeper and deeper. Any sounds that you hear in the background, just allow them to pass you by. Stay focused on the feeling of sending your energy deep into the earth, where you find the most beautiful rose quartz crystal. It's pink. It's a heart shape. You're in the center of the earth. Wrap your energy around this crystal now. This energy represents Mother Earth. The energy of the mother is sacred. Loving, gentle, kind. Always there for you. Merge your energy with this energy and gently draw it up. Draw it back up through the underground streams, through the crystalline layers of rock. Draw it back up through the soles of your feet, up through your legs, through your knees, up through your thighs, up into the base of your spine, moving gently up your spine and in through all of your organs, up into your heart. Magnify this feeling by 1,000-fold. Send it up, out through the top of your head, up, out into the night sky, out into the universe. It's vast. Connect with the never-ending bright white light. You're connecting with universal source energy. Imagine that you're connecting with the energy of your ancestors who have passed to the light. Their wisdom, their love, their kindness. Now imagine that you're connecting with a masculine energy, the energy of the Father. It's strong, brave, kind, courteous, honorable, loving, expansive, and wise. Connect into this energy, all of these energies, all of this wisdom, all of this love, all of this spaciousness. Draw it back. Bring it back down. Back down through the sky, back down through the top of your ceiling, into the top of your head. Imagine it to be a pure, brilliant white light with diamond qualities. Draw it down gently through your crown chakra, through the top of your head, into every cell, molecule, atom, electron. Just gently feel your cells waking up and lighting up one by one, like lights on a Christmas tree. And as each cell lights up, imagine the next cell lighting up. And the next cell, that's right. Keep breathing and smiling. Allow this gentleness to move all the way down through your body, through each cell, down to your toes, down to your fingers, and then finally settle in your heart, merging with the crystalline energy of below, balancing the feminine and the masculine. Keep breathing. Tender breath in, long and smooth out. Tender breath in, long and smooth out. feel a gentleness, a spaciousness. Gently allow this feeling to go beyond your physical form, so it's gently filling up the room. It's totally safe. Just feel your energy gently expanding. Feel the gentleness of it. And then bring it back in to your physical form so that you feel filled up. Tongue to roof of mouth, soften your eyes, tuck your chin, start to wiggle those toes, wiggle your fingers. Okay, gently coming back into the room. Hello. Okay, so if you take your journal and your pen, and let's start. So this is your end of day review. And we're going to get you really focused on what you focus on, you get more of. So we're going to get you focused on the positives. So let's start with what's gone well today. Just allow these to be bullet points. Don't think about it. Let your pen do the talking. What's gone well today? And just keep writing one after the other. What else has gone well today? What else has gone well today? You'll find things that you just wouldn't have thought of. So we're honing you in on what's gone well. What else has gone well? If you think you haven't got anything else, push through and find another two things. There'll be nuggets in there. What else has gone well today? Gently close your eyes if you need to and feel into it. Feel into what felt good today. It can be the most unexpected tiny things. You're going to start tracking for these. And then you'll start noticing more and more things as we move forward together. What else? What else has gone well today? Come on, keep going. What else? Okay. Next question. What challenges, what challenge or challenges did you overcome today? I bet you can find one. Any other challenges you overcame today? Okay, so now look at what you've written. Look at what you've written in terms of what's gone well today and if there are any challenges that you overcome. How does that make you feel? Write that down. How feel? As you look at what's gone well today and what challenges you may have overcome. Okay, what have you just realized? So type, write, not type, write, realized. What have you just realized? Okay, this sounds like a similar question. It is, but it's not. But just trust the answer that comes this time. What have you just learnt? Or actually, what have you learnt today? That's the question. What have you learnt today? Close your eyes if you need to and just see what comes to you. What have you learnt today? And as you look at what you've learned today, how does that make you feel? Okay, just trust. Look at what you've just written. What have you learned today? Look at that. How does that make you feel? So just place your pen down for a moment. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. What in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? Write your answer down. Trust your pen. Once you've finished writing, put your pen down and then take your awareness back to your heart and your breathing. Allowing your eyes to soften. Chin to relax, shoulders to relax. Okay, so what else do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Write your answer down. Place your pen down, bring your awareness back to your breath. Feel the breath touching the tip of your nose and then the back of your throat. Soft eyes, awareness in your heart. Smile and breathe. What else in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? Jot down the first thing that comes into your awareness. Okay. So just gently close your eyes, check in with yourself. How are you feeling right now in this now moment? Write that down. How are you feeling now? Check back in. How did you want to feel? So just before we started our practice, you wrote down how you wanted to feel at the end of this practice. So just double check that now. Did you meet your intention? Are you feeling the same way or different? So please write in your journal how you're feeling and if your intention was met in terms of how you wanted to feel at the end of this practice or if it's in process still. And that's it. That is all I need to share with you this evening, apart from to say, have a wonderful, wonderful sleep. I recommend you turn off screens now so that you can get a really, really good sleep and set your intention that you're going to feel bright and breezy in the morning, ready for morning 3 of the 7-day reset. It's going to start getting even more exciting. Get a really good sleep. Honor your body and your unique needs. Please do rest. Please do get a good sleep. And I'll see you in the morning. Namaste.